Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest will be changing dramatically as we go forward through the next 2 or 3 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It's relatively tranquil out there this morning, but that will change. The temperatures at this hour are varying greatly, mostly from teens in the west to the 20s and even some near 30 degree readings in the southeast parts of our region. Now, as we go on into the day tomorrow, we'll be notably different, with much colder air to the west and somewhat warmer air in Minnesota and the southeastern part of South Dakota. All of this is going to occur in response to a developing low-pressure center that is located in eastern Colorado by this evening. That low-pressure system will be pulling warm, moist air northward from the Gulf of Mexico. At the same time, it pulls colder air southward from western Canada down into the northwestern U.S. and the northwestern plains. The low-pressure system will intensify quite intensively very quickly. We'll likely see blizzard and near-blizzard conditions beginning to evolve as the precipitation increases. This will take place as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches, local totals upwards to about 15 to 18 inches, will occur from western Nebraska to the heart of South Dakota and into some eastern portions of North Dakota. Now, some of the snow will not all occur right away. We do expect the bulk of the snow to occur as we go forward Tuesday into Wednesday, but the upper air low pressure center will be slow in abating from the region, and that will keep warmer air over Minnesota and Wisconsin just a little bit longer. So some of those areas off to the east will be a little slow getting into the snow, but eventually it will happen. And so the greatest snowfall in those areas will be Wednesday into Thursday and maybe even on Friday. The snow from this event could actually linger into Saturday, but the biggest problem with travel across the region will come with the snow tomorrow. All right, the snow event will also be followed by a lot of bitter cold air, and extreme wind chills are likely to develop. We will see temperatures falling back into the negative and positive single digits as the storm system moves off to the east, but it's not until two reinforcing shots of cold air move through the region that we'll see the coldest air come into the region. And sometime next week, we'll be looking at temperatures in the negative teens and negative single digits across the region, and that will likely create quite a wind chill situation, and blowing and drifting snow will still be occurring as we go forward through that period of time. The high temperatures today are not going to be nearly as cold, so enjoy it. In fact, today's temperatures will be running in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. Some 40-degree temperatures are possible as well. We'll look for the warm weather to be mostly in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota tomorrow morning, but tomorrow afternoon will be cooling down quite a bit. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.